Sorry, guys, for the interruption. I forgot to mute you guys. But guys, this gentleman has impacted my business tremendously. I watched him present in PowerTrip one time, and he was already an executive consultant when I had joined the business there, and he was flourishing in the business with tons of consultants coming in, and he has a very large business. It's in the New York, Connecticut area there too. So what I can tell you is this. Tonight, what you're going to learn, make sure that you are able to show it to someone else or teach it to someone else too also. And if you don't listen to the call over a couple of times there, most times you miss the points that are sometimes in the, this is what I have to do. I have to listen to a call a couple of times to get to understand what, you know, people mention on it. And then I compare it with the notes. So I want you to do that, learn from it. So this is executive consultant, Mr. J.M. Ajay. Are you on the phone? Can you hear us, sir?
Mir, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What an honor to introduce you, sir. I appreciate you very, very much on this weekend. It's a long weekend for everyone, and everyone is out there enjoying themselves. I'm glad that you jumped on the call to help us learn. So thank you very much for being with us. But go ahead and let's start with your training, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Happy Independence Weekend, Independence Day weekend. And hope everyone's celebrating and spending time with friends and family and celebrating what a great country we have, and that we have the freedom and the opportunity to pursue our dreams and our goals. And if I haven't had a chance to meet you, my name is Jay Emma. I live in New York. I'm about 30 miles north of New York City. And I started Ambit at the end of 2010, and it's been a great journey for me. I've enjoyed it. It's made, it's given me freedom and choices and options that I didn't have prior to Ambit Energy. I'm really grateful for this business. What I want to do is I want to talk about something that we all participate in, whether it's live business presentations or it's online. And I think something that's going to help all of us be a little bit more streamlined and just get a little bit more results when we're showing the presentation, whether you're bringing someone new to the presentation or you're just someone who's a senior consultant or an executive consultant or a national consultant, and you're adding your story to the presentation, you're adding credibility. So if I've been doing online Zoom presentations, business presentations on Thursday nights with Jeff Rollins and Shelley Weems and Dr. Nancy and Anthony Gonzalez and Aura Guzman and several others have hopped on, and you're welcome to hop on as well. Just reach out to me. It's Thursday night Zoom. You can hop on as well. And we do an Ambit business presentation. It's usually about 25 minutes. And what we do is we try to encourage people when they give a presentation. Usually we're having the executive consultants, we'll have the senior consultants, the regional consultants will type in RC in the chat at a certain point in the presentation, the senior consultants will type in SC, and they'll be cued to do that. And it just, this way a guest can look on and they can see, I'll ask them or Jeff or somebody will ask them, can you do me a favor, if you're a regional consultant, can you type in RC in the chat or SC in the chat? And that just gives the brand new person an idea that there are some people that have reached certain levels in the business. And then when it comes time for the executive consultants, we like to make it really short and quick, because my goal in this presentation is to have a very concise 20-minute, 25-minute, from front to back, total presentation is really, really quick. And I just think it's advantageous to do that. I don't want to be on the presentation for an hour and a half, and I'm certain that people that are checking out the business don't as well. And you want, if someone wants to get started, you want to show them what's going on, and then you want to get off so you can get the person started, help them get their website up and make the business happen for them. So what we're doing is I'm just trying to create a little simple formula for a testimonial, and where people can hop on and they can just tell their story very quickly, and it can make sense. But yet it's done in a very, very short period of time. And I think you can do it in 20 seconds, 20 or 30 seconds tops. But It's very simple. I mean, I think when you're asked to do a presentation or you're asked to do a testimonial and it's a part of a presentation, you have to assume sometimes there's only two or three people giving testimonials, which is fine. You know, and then sometimes we take the liberties of taking 2, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes to tell our story. That's fine. But I think everyone needs to be equipped. If you're hearing my voice, I think we should be equipped to do a 20-second presentation. This way, if there are 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 executives and nationals on a call, that you can still get through it and it doesn't take an extra 20 minutes because that becomes too long. And I think there is a way to do it quickly and still get across what you need to get across. And I think the template would be sort of like this. It would be your name, where you live, your professional background in one sentence, what you do professionally, and either what Ambit has given you or why you're doing Ambit. And so for me, it would basically be, hi, my name's Jay Emma. I live in New York, about 30 miles north of New York City. You know, I have a background in small business ownership and consulting. And I started my business to earn a little extra income, but it turned out to be more than that. I started to make more money and have more time and more freedom and more choices. And the residual income allowed me to spend real quality time with my mom in the last 12 months of her life, which I'm really thankful for. Life-changing business for me, right? That's 25 seconds. So I'm doing it a little, less animated now, but the more you do it, it actually becomes easier and you can create your own personality in saying it, but at least you're not thinking about how you're going to say it. You say it the same way every time. Hi, my name's Jay. I live in New York. I'm 30 miles north of New York City. I have a background in small business ownership and consulting. I started the business to earn a little extra money, but it's turned out to be a lot more than that. It's given me more time, money, freedom, and choices. I'm really thankful to God for this great opportunity. That's it. 25 seconds. I said what my background is. The idea is for a new person to relate to you if you have a story where the business provided something for you. Now, if it hasn't provided for you something, the template, as I said before, name, where you live, professional background, either what Ambit has given you or why you're building Ambit. So now let's say you're just starting the business. Maybe you're a regional consultant and, you know, maybe it hasn't given you total lifestyle change. You're a senior consultant. You're making a little bit of money. So let's just assume you're a marketing consultant or a regional consultant. Then you're basically going to say something like, hi, my name's Jay. I live in New York, about 30 miles north of New York City. I have a background in small business ownership and consulting. And I started my business so I could have more freedom and more choices. I just didn't see a clear path to earning more income in what I was doing. And this came along and it gave me an opportunity to make some changes. And I'm really excited about it. Right. Or you can also talk about associates that you have. But notice the template is the same. You can say, hi, my name's Jay. I live in New York, about 30 miles north of New York City. I have a background in small business ownership and consulting. I'm very excited about this business because I work with someone who was able to buy his time back and create total financial freedom for him and his family. So I'm looking to network with some people so I can do the same thing. And that's it, right? All of a sudden, so you're talking about someone else. That's another way to create curiosity, but the template is the same and everything is, you know, done in 25 seconds. So once you establish whatever level you are in the business, once you establish the template and the model, you can add a little bit. Let's say you want to do a 60-second version, or you have a little bit more time. You know that there's only going to be 10 people on a Zoom, and someone's going to use the senior consultants as a testimonial. Well, then maybe you can get into, instead of just saying small business ownership and consulting, I might say, I developed a teaching curriculum for small business owners, and I've been involved in various professions in the financial industry and consulting and aviation and you know, these kind of things. So I can talk a little bit more. I can fill in some meat on the skeleton of the basic template. But if I want to do a 25-second version, it's my name, where I live, my professional background, and it's either what Ambit has given me or why I'm doing it. You can also add the fact that you work with someone. I work with someone from Texas. I work with someone from Missouri. I work with someone from New England, from the Northeast, who's created financial freedom, and he's helping me and my family to build, to create the same thing. And I'm really excited about, you know, the next few years working with him, right? So it creates curiosity. When you talk about other people, also, it creates a positive expectation. So what happens, there's a saying that says that people have faith in people who have faith in people. So if you do mention, let's say you mention Mir's name, and he's been able to create financial freedom and a tremendous business all over the country, and he's mentoring me. I'm working directly with someone who's created tremendous success with people all over the country. Right? Once you find something that's natural and that the sentence works in, and it's authentic, it works, you know, you're comfortable saying it. I'm working with one of my mentors, one of the guys that I'm privileged to work with, is helping people all over the country to build a side hustle, a successful side hustle. There's another sentence, right? You just form it, create something that is authentic and something that feels right, and then practice that. And then don't try to think of a different way to explain it. All these, use the model and the template that rolls off your lips naturally, and put it in a structure that is similar every time. And I'm gonna sort of describe how I described how you would use it if we were doing a business presentation and somebody wanted a senior consultant or an executive consultant or a regional consultant. So if you're a regional consultant, maybe you don't have massive lifestyle changes right now, right? So that's where your template's going to be: your name, where you live, your professional background, and why you're doing Ambit. And that might include the privilege of working with someone who's building a successful business all over the country, right? Hi, my name's Jay. I live in New York, about 30 miles north of New York City. I have a background in small business ownership and consulting, and I'm really excited to be working with someone named Mir, Maksud Mir, who has built a tremendous business all over the country, and he's helped so many people, and I'm working directly with him. I'm really excited about that. All of a sudden, it creates curiosity, creates confidence, and work with it. And, you know, the first time you say it, it might be a little uncomfortable, but the more you work with the sentence, the more you put together a few sentences and a few paragraphs, it can sound more natural, right? But key, again, number one, it's got to be authentic and real, right? I'm really excited to be working with a friend of mine who's built a very successful business all over the country. Now, how do you use that as a contacting tool? Pretty natural and simple. You are going to introduce yourself to someone. Hey, my name's Jay. Oh, where do you live? Oh, I live here. That's great. What do you do? Oh, I do this. And now you're going to get into, well, you know, I've been privileged to work with a friend of mine who's built a successful business around the country. I don't know if you keep your options open, but I'd love to fill you in on what I'm doing. I'm trying to network with some good people over the next few months. How can I contact you? How can we stay in touch? And then you can call them back and get into this. And I'm not going to do a training on an invitation, because I really want to. I see a need for consultants to have a homogenous experience on a business presentation. I'd love to see a scalable, duplicatable, click and play kind of experience when people are doing a business presentation. And because it really does make a difference when somebody who's new, they get on and they hear what they need to hear so they can relate. It gives it gives people permission to want to build a business for themselves. That's up to them. And but if you have a story and the business has provided something for you, try to put it together in 2 or 3 sentences or 5 sentences. There might be a context where you're going to be explaining this. You're going to have 2 minutes or 4 or 5 minutes, 4 minutes to do a to do a testimonial. That's okay. Then you can fill in the gaps. You can add a little bit more of a story. You can take your time and elaborate a little bit more on certain parts of the template. But it's this pretty much the same template. It's your name, where you live, professional background, what Ambit has done for you, or what you want it to do for you. And you can include the privilege of being able to work with some really successful entrepreneurs around the country, and you're looking to network with some good people. You're looking to connect with some of the right people over the next few months, and that's why you're talking to them. And so if you can work on this template, as simple as it is, I think it's necessary. And I know a lot of you have heard this kind of a teaching. It seems very, basic and fundamental, and I think it is. Maybe some of you haven't, but I don't think it can be repeated enough, because it's the fundamentals. It's the basic fundamentals. And once the fundamentals can be done, sure, the business, doing the business for all of us, gathering a handful of loyal customers and helping others do the same, that's a task. That's the work. And that's not, I'm not getting into the meat and potatoes of doing that right now. What I am doing is just sort of laying the foundation for how to create opportunities to duplicate that. Yes, you want to gather a handful of loyal customers, and somehow you got to get some customers, and somehow you have to get the business in front of people. The part of getting the business in front of people is having confidence, having clarity, having consistency. If you can naturally describe what you do, I'm working with some entrepreneurs from around the country. As a matter of fact, I'm looking to network with some good people right now. I live in New York. Here's my professional background in the past. But right now I'm looking to connect with some people because a friend of mine is doing a presentation on a Zoom presentation. I'd love to invite you to take a look at what I'm doing. What are you doing Thursday night? I'd love to fill you in on what I'm doing. And so that's pretty much it. It's a simple, very, very simple template. Name, where you live, professional background. And if Ambit's given you something, provided some kind of lifestyle change, then you describe what it is. And ask someone, is this formatted in such a way? Am I explaining it in such a way where it sounds natural and it's attractive and it allows people to relate to you, but also gives them permission to relate, to buy in themselves? That's a big part of why you're telling a story. So from a philosophical standpoint, testimonials are so important, because people don't join Ambit. They join you. They join me. And that's why this is really important, because when you're telling a story, nobody can disagree with an experience. Nobody can disagree with a story. They might disagree that this is a good business or it's the right business for them. They might disagree that they might not want to do it themselves. But to get the head nodding in the right direction, the first thing you want to do is you're going to tell a story. And that story is about you. And that's why this is so important, this testimonial, because nobody is going to argue the credibility or the authenticity or the reality of that story. And once you get people to nod their head and agree and believe and with something that they have no reason to have any aversion against, anything, they can't push themselves away from you telling a story. My name's Jay. I live in New York. I'm happy to be here. If it's in person, I'm standing up, looking someone in the eyes. Hi, everyone. My name's Jay. Jay Emma. I live in New York, about 30 miles north of New York City. Really happy to be here tonight. I have a background in small business ownership and consulting. When I saw this business, see, nobody, as I'm describing where I live, who I am, people must buy into that because they can't disagree. I'm not saying, hi, this is a great business. There's no reason for them to trust me, believe what I'm saying, or even care about what I'm saying. That's why a story is so important. That's why a testimonial is so important. And it goes back to this concept of people join you, they don't join the business. So in the beginning, when you're meeting someone at a gas station, your meetings, or you're doing a presentation, or you're sharing your testimony, this is maybe the most important, certainly one of the most important things to repeat is the authentic, natural, concise, clear, confident delivery of your story, right? And once you know what that is, that it's got to be, part of it has to be why you're doing it. In other words, there's got to be a little bit of a passion, a little bit of a feeling of what you were looking for, an opportunity to network with, to work with some great people that inspired you to do more, to be more, to have more, right? Maybe that's it. But whatever it is, wrestle with it, work with it. Read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Excellent, excellent book. There's a chapter in there where it talks about begin with the end in mind. Take a month and just dig into that book and that chapter and start to figure out what it is so you don't just mechanically show this plan. It's not about showing the plan. It's about making friends and adding people to your sphere of influence. And it's about collaborating with people on something that you want to grow. But this idea of telling your story, people have to buy into your story because it's your story. They're not going to argue with an experience or a message of you sharing why you're doing something. It's at the point when you turn to them in that same cadence as they're contemplating, as they're thinking and agree, like, about you and why you're doing it and who you are. In, you know, you have a minute to do, let's say you have 10 seconds to, you might have 10 seconds, you might have a minute or two. If you're meeting someone, you're contacting them, you have a little bit, you know, maybe even less time for them to buy into what you're saying. But once this message of your story and why you're doing it, where you and this idea that you're telling something to, you're sharing something that can't be argued with because it's a message or a testimonial or a story. It allows, what it does also, it lets people sort of, then when there's a point when they make their own decision, now you start saying, people are going to start to have questions about, well, maybe I have, well, where do I live? What do I do? Do I want a story? They can insert themselves into the story if you communicate it clearly and really briefly is better because it gives people an opportunity to sort of just connect with you. My name is Jay. I live in New York. Here's my background. This is why I started my business. I wanted freedom. I wanted choices. I just wasn't somebody that could sit behind a desk and say, yes, sir, no problem, got you covered, I'll stay late. I just wanted to control my own calendar. Right? Maybe they relate to that, but if not, they certainly can't argue with it, the fact that it's my story. And once somebody's listening, whether it's a prospect on a Zoom presentation or you're sharing the opportunity in person or you're maybe just contacting someone at a gas station, once they can connect with that, there's a point where sometimes people, it clicks and they make their own decision and say, you know, yeah, maybe I have the same goal, but maybe not. Maybe they're an artist or a musician, and they'd like to spend more time doing their artwork or their music. And you know, maybe for some people, it doesn't take a lot of money for them to do that. And they think, well, wow, maybe, you know, so it doesn't, it's not like some people don't have to make tens of thousands of dollars a month in ambit to have freedom. You know, some people want just a little bit of money and they have some choices and some options and some hope. And it gives them, maybe they get rid of their part-time job. But really, everyone has to sort of embrace this business for what they want to get out of it. But I think when we tell our stories properly and quickly and clearly and confidently, it gives people permission to, number one, buy into your story and believe it, and then number two, to maybe spark the beginning seeds of them developing their own story, their own beginning of a story. Like, and it just allows them to sort of, gives them permission to say, well, maybe, what would be my story? When Jay says, hi, my name's Jay, I live in New York, I have a background, this and that. When I started this, I wanted more. Maybe they don't want more. Maybe like, I don't know if I want what he wants, but I want more. I don't like my job. All of a sudden, they're thinking parallel to you saying the story. Somebody's thinking what they want, what they don't want. And that's when the conversion in their mind goes from buying into you to potentially wanting to buy into the opportunity, looking for an excuse to believe in it. I think more often than not, we don't need to be someone who turns people on to this opportunity. We have to just do a good enough job to not turn people off. And if we can do that, and we can be structured, consistent, authentic, we can care about people. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think the beginning of recruiting people, growing a team, and getting people to buy into their own dreams, it starts from us knowing what our dreams are, knowing what our hopes are, knowing why we're doing the business, being able to communicate it, whether we have that story on the front end where this is why I want it, what I'm looking to do, or maybe you've accomplished it. This is what I've done, and this is what I'm excited about, what it's provided for me so far. And so for me, you know, if Ambit never gave me anything else ever again, from this day forward, I'm so thankful to God. Because Ambit gave me the opportunity to spend quality time with my mom in the last 12 months of her life. Ambit's given me more than that. Time, money, freedom, choices, lots, friends, the opportunity to encourage, to have amazing relationships and to encourage and inspire people to be more, to do more, to have more. These are things that give people meaning and hope and a reason to wake up in the morning. For me, it's been a beautiful journey. And I'm excited about the journey moving forward for all of those reasons and more. And whatever challenges, whatever opportunities, whatever things are in front of me with Ambit Energy, I'm looking forward to pursuing them with you, Mir, with all of the leaders that are listening to my voice. We all have different challenges. We all have different opportunities. We all have struggles, but we all have dreams. You know, you can have a lot of different struggles and challenges and obstacles and a lot of things that can get in the way of what you want, but all you need is just one reason, one dream that's big enough, that's passionate, that's important enough for you, and the facts don't count. The facts don't count. What matters is your dedication to what you want to pursue. And there's too many examples, too many stories of people that have overcome challenges that are greater than we can even manufacture in our minds. The question is, do we want to overcome challenges and pursue our dreams to get to the next step? And if we do, we can make it. Everyone listening to my voice, whether it's live right now or you're listening to the recording, you know you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to because you already have. Whether it's in Ambit Energy or outside of Ambit Energy, you have pursued successfully many things. You can look back, whether it's sports or your job or your business or relationships or athletics or health and fitness, finances. Look at some areas of your life that you've had to make some decisions and you've had to pursue over time and you had to push it forward one day at a time to reach your goals. And if you want it bad enough, you'll get there and you'll do it. And that's really the bottom line. You know, there's not a lot of, there's a lot of reasons why each one of you are going to be doing your business or not. And I hope that we can do this together. I hope I can encourage my friends and my extended family here in Ambit Energy. I'm looking forward to seeing whoever's going to be there in Dallas. You know, I don't know who's on this call here and who's listening to this recording or who's listening to me right now, but I am looking forward to seeing you in Dallas. And it's going to be great to give you a hug, a high five, and be able to push your goals and dreams and aspirations forward. But I think it all starts by finding out what you want, finding out a way to communicate it. And certainly if you've accomplished something that's tangible, that you can structure in a way that you can communicate clearly, consistently, confidently to others, I think it'll put you in a place where that becomes a tool in and of itself, that story. Hi, my name's Jay. I live in New York. Here's my background. Here's why I started the business. I'm excited about what's happened so far. Here's what I'm looking to do. I'm just looking to connect with a few people. And as Jeff Rollins has said a lot, you know, just looking for people that are looking for more. You know, just looking for people that are looking for you. That's all. There's going to be people that are looking for this opportunity. There's going to be people just looking for you. Maybe they won't build Ambit Energy. Maybe they won't build it now. They'll build it in a year or two from now. Maybe they won't build it, but you'll save their life. Right? And yes, it's a business, and yes, there's opportunities to grow that business. But there are so many more meaningful, significant things that are happening in the midst of you putting one foot in front of the other and gathering a handful of loyal customers and helping others do the same. I don't care how hard it seems sometimes and the challenges and the obstacles and all that, you have a choice to pursue it or not pursue it. That's fine. But in the midst of it, there's a lot of beautiful things that are happening with the relationships that are formed and the encouragement that I see people, that I see happening with people in this business. And it's been, you know, a huge, huge blessing for me. Mir has, those kind words he said, which I really, really appreciate it. It's been amazing to see the dignity and intelligence and brilliance and the success that he has brought to Ambit Energy. And you know, what he's accomplished is incredible. I mean, just in the world of network marketing, if you just look at the sheer accomplishments, the guy's accomplished things that, you know, he's very, very rare air. And there's others on this call, very, very rare air. You know, my suggestion, regardless of what you're looking to pursue in your life, if you have a chance to associate with people like Mir and people, other leaders that are on this call that are one or two steps ahead of you, maybe 5 or 10 steps ahead of you, associate. Because if you don't, if you procrastinate and you don't associate, you're going to, you know, procrastination is the assassination of motivation. There's a good one. I read that somewhere. And so association is powerful. And so this is what you're doing on this call. This is what you're doing by listening to the recording. Hopefully it's encouraging you. Hopefully there's a few tangible takeaways that will give you a consistent way to share. And when you're doing, when we're doing business presentations, I'd love to see more people have a clear, loud, confident, just a, hi, my name is Steve. I live in Tennessee. I'm a police officer, and I started this business because I wanted to supplement my retirement in the next 10 years. I'm looking forward to it. That's it, right? It's your name, where you live, your background, and why you're doing Ambit or what you want it to provide for you. If you can master that, we can get a whole bunch of people to master that, then we can encourage people to attach themselves to their dream and their desire and their purpose for building Ambit because you have stated yours. And it's up to you to pursue it. It's up to you to go out there and gather a handful of loyal customers and help others do the same. That's a whole other different subject. But let's start creating a consistent delivery of what we're trying to convey to others so that they can buy into something. And I think it all starts with having a story that's clearly communicated and it's very, very concise so that we can plan on doing this, these presentations with more and more people. So I think that's enough. I didn't realize it was, wow, it's 10:38 already. I thought it was like 30 minutes, but it's like 40 minutes of me blabbing away. But I hope this was encouraging. I felt it was really important, Mir. And I, for everyone, all my friends that, you know, are listening to my voice, and there's a lot of people that I'm really close with that are hearing this as well. I hope this is encouraging in some way to for us to, you know, some people don't that are listening to me don't want to share their story. And then, you know, that's okay. But for those of you who do, I think this is a good template. Your name, where you live, your professional background, and what either what it's done for you or what you want it to do for you. And if we can do have people doing this over and over again, guaranteed, people are going to buy into your story, believe in your story, and then they're going to want to build their own story. And I think that's it, Mir.
Jay, that was fantastic, sir. I appreciate it very, very much. I've always heard that, you know, stories tell, you know, facts are what the reasons are when normally people join the business. Facts tell stories tell. But why it makes so much more sense as you put it together, sir. This is awesome. This is fantastic. Guys, if you haven't taken notes, there are pages of notes there. They're pages of nuggets that you're going to be getting. I want you to listen to this call again. Jay, I appreciate you very, very much for helping us. And this can be utilized for, I mean, there's so many nuggets in just an invitation part of it there too also. The testimonial allows people to jump in the business there. You know, most people join the business because of that. So I joined the business because of a testimonial, sir, because somebody gave a wonderful testimonial and I related to that. And I joined the business because of that. And today, I can tell you many, many people have joined our businesses because of testimonials that they've heard at the BP. So it was so, you know, interesting that how you put that together for, you know, listening to the BP there, listening to the testimonies, and watching for that and watching for that executive consultant's testimonials, because we do shorten it by the time we become an executive and it becomes more effective because we get to do it more and more, practice more and more. But this is fantastic. Thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate it very much on this holiday weekend to jump on the call with us. And I'm going to open the lines up so that they can say thank you to you. And hopefully I will see you in Dallas very soon, sir. 60 days.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mir, and thank you, everyone. Love you guys.